When people used to go to church, they used to ask themselves the question, how often, Paul, how long do you sleep on Sunday? And he said, it all depends on the length of the sermon. Well, this sermon is 7 minutes, so you have a chance to nod off. Imagine a mother with her firstborn child talking to her neighbor, saying this, my kid, even though she's an infant, is very bothersome. She cries when she's hungry and wet. She doesn't speak at all. She sometimes scratches me with those fingernails, bites me, cries. If she doesn't change her ways, I'm going to get rid of her. You would say, what kind of unusual mother is that? Doesn't she understand this is an infant? That she has to care for her, that the child can't speak and depends on her for everything? A mother understands the weakness and the limitations of her child. We as Christians are called also to think differently, to approach situations differently than others. That when someone hurts me, I as a Christian should think differently. As a man, I'll tell you exactly how I think when someone does something to me. Oh, they're not going to get away with that. I'll show them. Oh man, what kind of mind do they have? But as a Christian, I think to myself, what is hurting them? What pain do they have inside of them that they had to attack me? Because most often when you are hurt by someone, it has nothing to do with you. You remember the old saying where hurt people hurt people. From an adjective to a verb, those people who are hurt most often go out and hurt others because the pain cannot be contained within them. And so they attack. No one gets up in the morning and says, I feel so good and so happy today, I'm going to go out and hurt somebody. No. People react and act from the pain that is often within them, and they act and react from the happiness and the joy that they carry within them. So just as a mother reacts to her child, we Christians are called to be a new creation and say, this person has said this to me. They have tried to hurt me, or they have yelled at me or did something. What can I do to help them? It seems so weird and so unusual because we have gotten used to dysfunction. Instead of ending cycles of violence and hatred, we promote them and promulgate them by saying, I will defend myself, by causing more pain, more violence, and more misunderstanding. And the Lord says, make a difference. Think differently. Think like a mother thinks about her child. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. And we all know what the natural inclination is, to walk away or to just brush off that person, call them a loser and say, there's no hope for them. But then say the Our Father. Remind yourself that this is your brother and your sister. And then when you pray to God that evening, you tell God, today I saw your child, God, and you know what I did with them? I brushed them off, I yelled at them, I hurt them. Your child, God, was in pain, my brother and sister, and I dumped them. Be careful how you treat the children of the God you pray to, because we are responsible for one another. And it's not just about self-preservation, but it's the same story when Cain and Abel had a disagreement and God said, yes, you are your brother and your sister's keeper. You are responsible for one another. So next time you get into a situation, when you are on the receiving end of some painful remark or action, ask yourself a question. Am I a Christian? Am I a new creation? Is there a new way of approaching this? Or will I just be part of the cycle of violence and hatred? And at the end of the day, I will wonder why the world hasn't changed. And I will pray to my God and say, God, today I saw my brother and my sister, your child, but I was nice to them. It's a much easier prayer to say that way than any other way. I care about my brothers and my sisters. Slava Isusu Christu.